This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. With the Donald Trump, Mike Pence GOP ticket for president official, major media are, even from the convention, spinning abortion to suit opponents. Over a year of evidence and even findings of wrongdoing by a congressional committee is not enough for ABC's George Stephanopoulos to grasp wrongdoing in abortion specimen marketing schemes. The ABC anchor is inserting contrived contentions of abortion provider innocence into discussions of vice presidential candidate Mike Pence. Stephanopoulos contends that someone with a pro-life record in office will hurt Donald Trump's chances in November. This is Life News Radio. Maybe you've seen their curriculum in the National Catholic Register, or you've heard of the LIFE principles. If you are an educator or are responsible for high school curricula, you really do need to see the work of Healing the Culture at healingtheculture.com. You'll discover how modern technology and tested teaching methods are inspiring students to embrace pro-life convictions for a lifetime. Visit healingtheculture.com. The politics of power and money are changing with ramifications on election funding. Major corporations and the rich are now following a eugenic march that threatens marginalized populations, people of color, and the poor. Planned Parenthood, whose clinic targets African and Hispanic populations and other abortion advocates, score big with the rich and powerful. Warren Buffett's foundation gave nearly $60 million in 1 year to groups like Planned Parenthood and NARAL. George Soros and large corporations also follow a similar playbook. Small business and individual giving are now the best hope for pro-life candidates. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.